The day I met the Queen. I was 16 years of age and had just made my single bed in the nurse's home. I put my rag doll on top of the pillow. I was probably closer to my childhood than my adulthood at that time. It was my first day in a psychiatric hospital, and I was to be working in Villa 4. And Villa 4 housed 34 women with various mental illnesses. So the first thing we did was we always had a very hearty breakfast because it was very physical work, but also emotionally demanding. I had my brand new uniform on, and I put on my red cape, and I crossed the field. I entered Villa 4, and the first figure I saw was Sister Davis. Now, I don't know why women get called sister, when obviously none of the men got called brother if they were a charge nurse. So Sister Davis, I never remember actually seeing her walk because she was so foreboding that what I remember mostly is her standing. She had dark black hair. She wore a cap of 1976, and her uniform definitely had more starch in it than mine. She ruled that ward with an iron fist. The very first task of the day was to get all of the women up to have their breakfast and then proceed to pop them through to the day room where they would spend the day. There were 35 women in the ward, and 34 of them were at breakfast. And I didn't really understand why. So I moved, after we'd sorted all that out, I moved to the other end of the unit, and there was this massive dormitory in front of me. Now, everywhere you looked was stark white. There was tousled sheets, a little smelly, and steel beds. Now, in those days, there were no curtain dividers. There were no personal photographs. In fact, there was really nothing. It was quite stark. But amidst the white and the smell sat Queen Annie. Now, Queen Annie was about halfway up the dormitory, and she sat in her bed. She weighed less than 40 kilograms. She was, I would imagine, about 80 years of age. And she sat with a soft Angora shawl around her shoulders. She had a silver tray in front of her, and with her little bony fingers, she was sipping tea from a floral china cup. She believed she was the queen, and therefore she was treated as the queen. She was also Sister Davis's favourite patient. So we would be all making the beds and mitering the corners and so forth. And she would say, she didn't speak every day, but when she did, we loved it. She would say, "Nurse, nurse, you've got that wrong. I'll send you to the serpent's pit. You might die there." Anyway, we loved it so much, we'd laugh and we'd make mistakes within her view and want more of it. At the end of making all the beds around her, she would just finish her breakfast, and she would have a lovely little ensemble to put on. Her wheelchair would arrive. She was too frail to walk. On a fine day, she would be taken out for a stroll in the grounds. Now, those grounds were her palace, and all of the psychiatric patients that moved around the grounds were her citizens. And she would wave and wave and wave. Now, in this day and age, the idea that you would play into someone's delusions is called validation therapy. But in those times, it wasn't called anything. She was just very fortunate. She lived a dignified existence. and she was a delight to know. This year marks my 40th year in nursing. I started my training in 1977, the year after nurse-aiding. And nurses touch many lives. And what I would like to say is that many lives have touched mine. Thank you.